Okay, next I'm going to go through Judaism according to Messiah the Prince, and I'm going to go through it with information from the internet. And unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of stuff written on the internet, so I'm just going to kind of summarize it. Jewish people believe that there's only one God who has established a covenant or special agreement with them. Covenant does not mean special agreement, but you can say that if you want. A covenant is where God does something, the Jews do something, and then if one of them breaks the agreement, they do it by not doing what they promise. And that means God broke the covenant, the Jews broke the covenant. There's no fucking covenant. Next, there doesn't need to be a covenant. When God goes around saying he will establish his covenant with you, all he's saying is that in 5 minutes, you're going to break it and the covenant's over. For instance, God goes to Abraham and says, cut off the skin of their dicks. And that's proof that we have a deal. Well, what was God's deal? God's deal was that God would give Abraham the promised land, and he never did. The promised land goes from river to river, the river of Egypt to the river of Asia, that's Nile to Euphrates, and Abraham never got the promised land. In addition, Abraham was already in the promised land when God spoke to him about this, and God is the covenant breaker, not Abraham. So the whole promised land thing is a fucking joke. The only way God could give it to him is if God took it from everyone else who owns it, stealing the land from the people who already lived there and owned it, which made God a thief. So that's the first part of the covenant. Now there's a bunch of other covenants. This is our covenant of salt, where you put salt on dead animals and give it to people to eat, and you say it's for God, but it's for them. That's a stupid covenant. And the other part of it is God never promised to do anything with his covenant of salt. So the Jewish people believe there's a covenant, but they don't understand it. It doesn't exist, and God broke it, and so did the Jews. So it's not there anymore. So it's a wrong belief. So if the belief of Judaism is that God established a covenant, then there's no such thing as Judaism. If that's the whole religion, then there's no religion, because God broke the covenant and so did the Jews. There's no religion. Now it says God communicates to believers through prophets. Okay, where are they? If that's another part of the Jewish religion, then what's the reality? The belief is that God does this. The reality is that he never does this anymore. Now, in the past, I met the prophets. I know all of them personally quite well because I've died and gone to heaven a bunch of times. And when you do that, you can meet people. You know, it's kind of like a mixer, except, you know, normally in the earth, if you go to a mixer, a party, like a wine party or a tea party or a garden party in somebody's yard, what you do at the mixer party is you drive there. To get to heaven, you got to die for some weird fucking reason. God made heaven so fucking weird that the only way you can get there is if you die. He's like, it's the best place to live. And you're like, great, how do I live there? Well, you can't, you're dead. That makes no sense. God does things that make no fucking sense. He calls it heaven, but it's a place you go when you're dead. He says it's a place you can live, though, but you're dead. It makes no sense. And so when you get to heaven and you're dead, then you can talk to the prophets if you want to, and you can ask them questions. You can say, did you see God? And they'll tell you a few things about this sometimes. And so you can ask the prophets questions. Now, the Jews believe that God sends prophets to send his messages. Now, the problem with that is that God never comes himself. God's always like threatening them. He's like, okay, Ezekiel, go and threaten them with hell. But Ezekiel also, I'm going to talk to you. You're not actually going to talk to anyone. So I'll send Isaiah. Isaiah, go and threaten them with hell and say Bible verses that are like poetic but make no sense. And then don't explain it. And also, I'm never going to show up and they're not going to know if it was me saying it or not. That's prophets. You never know if it's a false report. So these messages that are supposedly from God are typically dumb messages that could be a false report, and you can't prove it unless God says it himself. Now, most Jews believe that the Messiah will come someday. Now, my name is Dale, and I'm the person who's scheduled to be Messiah the Prince starting in 2 years, 1 month from now. And I'll tell you right now what I'm going to say to the Jewish people. The Jewish religion is a false religion, and that's all I'm going to say until that lazy throne-sitting God of yours comes the fuck down here and fixes all the problems that he caused in the earth. That is when you're going to hear from the Messiah. And then God's going to come down, and then they're going to get to see God. Everyone in the world will get to visit him. God is grandiose. He wants all of you to come to a golden temple. God could be in five places at once. He could come down here and socialize, mix, shake hands. But he wants to be grandiose. And so I'm going to embarrass God in front of all of Israel if I'm forced to do this dumb Messiah job. Judaism began about 4,000 years ago with the Hebrew people in the Middle East. Abraham, a Hebrew man, is considered the father of the Jewish faith because he promoted the central idea of the Jewish faith that there is one God. Blah, blah, blah. All these articles that keep explaining religion are for people that are trying to just do it because they think it's interesting. And that's fine. Learning about people is interesting. And then when you get on these websites, they talk about all these stories, the history, today, modern history, and then you get to what people believe. It doesn't matter if you believe the history or not. You weren't there. Neither is the historian that wrote this. They're just writing what they think. Jewish people believe in the Torah, which was the whole of the laws given to the Israelites at Sinai. Now, this is the problem with the Hindu religion. In Hindu religion, they're like, they want you to learn Brahman and Atman, and they want you to learn the name of the Hindu gods, and they want to say everything in the Hindu language. Jews do the same thing. They call it the Torah, the Israelites, Mount Sinai, rabbis. And no one knows what the fuck those words mean. And so when people talk about Judaism, no one knows what the fuck the Jews are talking about because they're speaking half the words in Hebrew. They're like, you can't really understand rabbi unless you hear the word rabbi. We say it in Hebrew. You say, well, what does it mean in American English? Oh, just a guy that studies the Torah. Well, what's the Torah? Well, five books written by Moses, but sometimes we include other books. Okay, so a rabbi is a man that reads books. Yes. Why don't you just say it's a man that reads books instead of speaking a foreign language? Like, well, you don't really understand the meaning unless you hear the other language. That's not true. I understood everything you just said in American English. So this is Judaism. They all pretend that their language is what makes it their religion. That's not true. So next we have the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments are one of the dumbest list of laws ever made. Now, the reason is nobody understands this. So I'm going to go through it in reverse. And I'm going to go through it incorrectly from a web article, but it'll still make sense. Number 10, do not envy others' possessions. Believe it or not, covetousness is not just admiring what someone has. If your neighbor has a Ranger bass boat, a Ford F-150 or a Chevy Silverado, if they have a Lexus or something, and you're like, damn, that's a nice ride. That's not covetousness. That's not envy. That's not jealousy. If you look them right in the eyes and say, dude, I am fucking jealous about that boat. That is a sweet boat, bro. That's not covetousness. Covetousness is when you're planning to steal it and like undermine their life. If you covet your neighbor's bass boat, and if you're a man, you might want to go fuck his wife and destroy his marriage and steal shit from his house to try to undermine him, to try to get that bass boat and other weird things like that. Covetousness is really a weird kind of thing that people rarely do. And so the problem with the law is that it gives you a big list of random shit people rarely do. It doesn't include things people often do. And so it's a dumb list of laws. Number 9 says, do not accuse people falsely. So this is where we get into a little bit of what the Bible says. It's called false witness. What that means is you saw someone do something or you claim that you did. You're like, I saw someone steal the bass boat. But really, it was you. You are the one who stole. They're the one who didn't steal. And so you make a false accusation. The previous commandment is thou shalt not steal. Don't steal. Now, stealing is common. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's when you fuck someone that's not your wife. That's adultery. Now, the adultery laws are never understood. A man can have up to 4 wives. And for women, this is actually a very pleasant kind of marriage. And I'll talk to you guys about that again later. But basically, if all the women keep themselves perfectly clean, the husband does too, they're rich as fuck and they can afford everything. They live in a city where it's quiet every day and all the men leave the city every day to go to work. So for 8 hours a day, there's no man in the city. A lot of women are interested in their husband marrying another woman because then she can have lesbian sex as often as she wants. And it's a lot of fun. There's another person in the house. It's a lot of fun in that kind of marriage. So that's not adultery. Up to 4 wives is not adultery. Women and men are both interested in this. And a lot of liberals in the earth get really angry at Christians because they're interested in this, male and female, female and male. And the Christians are like, yeah, right, you can't do it. Well, the Christians are wrong. It never says in the Bible, one wife. However, you're not incorrect, and I'll explain that later. Marriage is between one man and one woman. So a man can marry, that's one marriage. If he marries another woman, that's he's married again. It's between him and that woman. But now those two women can have lesbian sex as much as they want. So marriage is between a man and a woman, but he can have up to four wives. You Christians get all this confused. Thou shalt not kill, that's murder. Just to be clear, that's murder. Now, honor thy father and thy mother. No one understands how to do this until you're dead, and then it's too late. It was Abraham's job to teach this to his children. They all died in the flood. Noah and his sons, Noah's wife and his sons' wives, they never taught it. The reason Noah's wives are not named in the Bible is just because they're shy. That's the whole reason. They personally requested to God that their names are not written because they're shy. That's it. So don't act like God's a sexist. Those women were just shy. To this day, they don't want anyone to know their names. Next, there's the Sabbath. That's a day of rest, and I'm not going to explain it. It's something that everyone likes. Do you want to rest for a day? Try it. Next, there's a bunch of other stuff. Taking the name of the Lord is when you do a big vow and an oath. It never needs to happen. It's stupid, and it shouldn't have ever happened. It happened in the first timeline into the end of eternity. Everyone alive took their name of the Lord, and they called themselves Yahweh and other dumb shit, and they like it. People like doing this, and it's fine. But if you do it and then you worship the devil, that's taking the name of the Lord in vain, and then you're like the Antichrist, and you're like Jesus Christ also. Jesus calls himself God, and then he sins all the time and never comes and speaks in the churches. Next is graven images and worshiping false gods. So the Jews are really interested in these Ten Commandments, and a lot of it is stuff that is just into common sense. Don't go fucking your neighbor's wife. Don't steal from your neighbors. Don't steal your neighbor's bass boat. Don't do the stuff that's written there. Don't worship false gods. Now, what are the sacred texts? The Jews do this in a whole bunch of Jewish language, and they say it incorrect. It's all this hock, spitting language, and it's a stupid language that doesn't need to be spoken anymore. It wasn't originally like that. So they have a bunch of beliefs. God knows everything and that kind of stuff, but God never comes to the earth, so their beliefs don't even matter. Until God starts doing the God bullshit, it doesn't even fucking matter. God is a derelict God who's derelict in his duties that never comes back to the earth to do the things he promised. So these people pray to God, and by the time they get to heaven, Jews are so confused about religion that God just puts them in isolation because they're so socially incapable of talking to other people in heaven because they go around trying to force everyone to be a Jew. That's what the modern Jews do. And the old Jews just go around offending everybody. And one day God plans on raising them from the dead. And if he does it, they're going to offend the whole world because they're stupid dumb fucks that never stop telling everyone their dumb fucking opinions. And they run around with their pants off all day. Now, there's a bunch of cultural things, and people, the Jews want you to remember this. None of it matters. It's kind of like when you go to someone's house, they're like, wipe your feet. Hold your fart in the elevator at work. When you're out in public, you know, don't yell too much. I mean, it's just common courtesy kind of stuff that they think is important. It's their personal opinions about courtesy and shit like that. That's their personal opinions about it and stuff. And so that's a lot of Judaism is just personal opinions. Now, they have a bunch of principles of faith. They have the Supreme Jewish Religious Court. But the reason they don't do it is because they don't know what the judgments are that were used in the book of Judges. And so if the Jews ever find that out, they might return to the book of Judges and those old judgments, because the old judgments were just how to deal with it without having a lot of government taxation. So if somebody murders, they're like, they know what to do with a murderer if they know the judgments. If somebody rapes, they know what to do when there's rape. If somebody steals, they know about repayment. You repay that person, you don't repay the government. And that's the modern law, that repaying government. But the old law was that you repay the person that was stolen from and you give them equal amount or more. So Jews believe the law is important, and that means don't murder. Christians get this wrong. Jews say don't murder. Christians are incorrect about this. Christians are like, yeah, but we can murder because Jesus will give us salvation. No, you can't murder. Stop murdering. Christians don't really murder, but they say dumb things. Then there's all this monotheism, plurality bullshit. There's no such thing as a plural God. He's a dude. And when you meet him, you're going to realize he's just a dude. He's a man that wears man clothes. He doesn't wear a dress. He wears robes. And men's robes in the past were a very masculine looking garment. They didn't look like a dress. They didn't resemble a dress. And so one day you'll probably see those robes again. Maybe God will wear them or something. Next, we get into the other beliefs. And so most of these beliefs in Judaism are things that cannot be proved until you see God and you see God do miracles and shit. So his plan, according to the end times Bible prophecies, is to come back to the earth. And then there's been a big dispute for the last 6,000 years. Who is God? And the whole world gets to vote or decide who is God. Do you want it to be the devil, the false prophet, the Antichrist, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, someone else? You get to kind of vote or something. That's the end times. And then people all vote for God, and then God lets them all die because Jesus wants them to. And so God lets them get murdered. I mean, the whole end times thing is stupid. And so the Jews, they don't like that. They want the Messiah to come back and just fix everything, and then they want to have a normal life. Christians want Jesus to come back, and then all the Christians want to die or something. Maybe they don't. Maybe that's why they think the end times tribulation is stupid. Maybe that's why they want to be caught up in the clouds. So now there's like the revelation of God's word. God's word does not reveal jack shit. Until you see him do things, you don't know what the fuck the miracles are. When God moves a mountain, it looks like this. It's kind of like if you're a big, strong man, I mean, just normal strength, and then you pick up a chair that is difficult for your wife or your child to lift. You look really strong. When God moves a mountain, it's how you look when you move a tiny scrap of paper that barely fits on your fingertip. It's effortless. And so when God does miracles, it's fucking terrifying. Every time. And it doesn't need to be like this. God's going to go around in the end times making fire come down, lightning, whirlwinds, and tornadoes. He's going to move mountains and throw mountains around. He's going to make rivers come and go. There's an old river, it's gone. A new river, it's here. He's going to just do this big fucking showcase of his weird power situation that he has going on. And then people are going to be fucking terrified. And God says it's good to be terrified of God. No, it isn't. When people are fucking terrified, maybe they sin less, but most people aren't going to sin that much anyways. So God has it wrong. He shouldn't do it all this way. It's wrong for him to do it this way. I believe that it's completely wrong for God to do it this way. Next, we have the Jewish philosophers. Now, the Jewish philosopher stuff is actually really important to me because the Jewish philosophers, they're men and maybe women, but typically it's men because we don't have any way of finding out if women did it, because the Jews believe that women shouldn't ever teach. But the men that are trying to figure out religion. And so when these men try to figure out religion, what ends up happening is they come up with some strange ideas. And so that's why they get into all the rabbi teachings. With the rabbi teachings, they teach some weird shit. That's the reality. So if you're a Jew and you're hearing this, then you got about 2 years, 1 month until the official time God has scheduled that he's going to come back. And that's when you're going to get to meet Messiah, the prince, and all the other stuff that God has planned. And when this happens, what you're going to find out if you're a Jew is that a lot of the stuff the rabbi said is just them trying to figure it out, because God never came back and told them answers to their questions. God is supposed to bring them to heaven. God's supposed to come to the earth and visit and say hi occasionally. God doesn't do that. God doesn't bring you to heaven. He doesn't come and visit. He also doesn't send angels to do it. He doesn't send prophets anymore. And so what ends up happening with a lot of the religion stuff with Jews is they are legitimately trying to figure out religion. So when Messiah the Prince comes, you're going to find out from God, from his own mouth, most of this shit is not true. So just be ready to drop it. If you want to believe it, that means you're going to get in a weird situation in heaven. You're going to end up hanging around the other rabbis in heaven, and it's going to be miserable. They're absolutely fucking miserable in heaven. So when the Messiah comes, the Jews expect the Messiah to tell every other religion people that they're wrong. That can happen. But also, Jews are confused too. So a lot of the stuff that the Jews are looking for about religion is stuff that they're doing, I think, because they're interested in seeing God. They're interested in having an awesome life. And so they study all of this, Orthodox Judaism, conservative Judaism, because they're interested and they're bored out of their fucking minds. They're like, okay, I study religion. Is God going to talk to me now? Nope. He never does. He never talks to anyone. So that pretty much sums up Judaism. But there's a couple more details that are really important to talk about with this. One of the details is when we're talking about Judaism, we're talking about a question about whether God is talking about particular people or everyone. And the Jews seem to never figure this out. Who is part of this group called Jews? Is it all of God's people? Is it all people? Is it few people? The answer is all peoples are God's peoples. We live in a universe of infinite possibility where all things are possible. God made everyone, and he doesn't prefer one people over another. It's not because of your beliefs. It's not because of your genetics or your DNA. And it's not because of your place where you live or where you were born. It's not a group that you have to join. Now, according to the Dead Sea Scrolls and other things, eventually God chose that everyone will join the covenant. But Messiah the Prince is going to oppose this because it happened in a first timeline to the end of eternity. And it worked out to the detriment and to the bad and to the evil of God's people. What ended up happening with God's people to the end of eternity is that a whole bunch of people chose Judaism, the covenant, and all that shit, but the old Jews from thousands of years ago eventually get raised from the dead, born again, and they are just a pain in everyone's ass to the end of time. They fucking suck. And so when you choose Judaism and all that stuff, what you end up choosing in large part is a bunch of pain in the ass, annoying dumb fucks that want to tell everyone what the fuck to do. So to summarize, Messiah the Prince, when he comes, he's not going to spend a lot of time talking about religion. He's going to do things. Either God's going to keep God's promises or God isn't. And if God doesn't keep his promises, then the whole religion is over.